Hi everyone, it's Michael Sparks here. Appreciate getting on the call tonight. This is the AMSOIL dealer training call, and today is Monday, August 29th, 2016. Last couple days of August, and we'll be heading into fall here before long. Thanks for getting on our call tonight. This call is all about helping you. It's our goal to help as many AMSOIL dealers as possible to have success. The success that we have actually had, and to be able to move up and have more. While we have these calls live for the dealers on our team, they're open to anyone who is interested in becoming an AMSOIL dealer. It's possible for anyone to have success. It's impossible to have success alone. It's a team effort. We have AMSOIL Corporate and the dealer network working together is what allows this AMSOIL business opportunity to continue to provide unequaled success to those that desire it. If you haven't finished the AMSOIL University training, you should do so as soon as possible. Now is the time to educate yourself on how to be more knowledgeable and professional in your AMSOIL business. AMSOIL University is a first-class training program designed to help dealers get started fast and become successful right out of the gate. Part of the AMSOIL University is called T1 certification. That's the first test that you will, first educational piece you'll take. Dealer education is key for success and has always been an important part of AMSOIL's mission. The first step in training and education phase for AMSOIL dealers is T1 certification. It can be accessed in the AMSOIL dealer zone via the AMSOIL University online. It's free of charge and is a prerequisite for all additional AMSOIL U training. A minimal fee is required for all higher levels of AMSOIL University. A dealer must roll in and complete three sections of the T1 curriculum. The third and final section is the T1 exam. Minimum score of 90% is required to pass the course. As a T1 dealer, you're eligible for several co-op programs that provide financial or product assistance. Co-op opportunities including dealer meetings, racing sponsorships, oil analysis for commercial accounts, trade show literature, trade show fees, and the purchase of rental or trade show booths. T1 qualified dealers, additional benefits are available to those dealers that meet the minimum requirements in order to be eligible to receive corporately assigned customers or appear on the AMSOIL locator. A T1 dealer is required to log into the AMSOIL dealer zone at least weekly, earn a minimum of $10 in commissions in the last 6 months, and have at least one new personally sponsored customer, a dealer, a PC, retail on the shelf, or commercial account, one of those four in the last 6 months, or earn a minimum of $10 in commissions in the last 6 months and have at least five currently sponsored customers. So those are the requirements for the T1, as well as being listed on the AMSOIL dealer locator and receiving the T1 leads. And they're really not leads anymore because AMSOIL takes care of them up to the point when they purchase a product. So you just get basically a T1 assigned customer at that point. So be sure to log into the AMSOIL dealer zone, click on the training tab, then click on the T1 information as well as the AMSOIL University. So tonight I'm going to talk to you a little bit about using LinkedIn. If you're not familiar with that, it's an online networking tool similar to Facebook but designed for professional business relationships. There's millions and millions of people on this thing and in the professional capacity, and I was able to take a class on this a couple weeks ago with an expert that gave us this class. His name is Kevin Knubel, and it's K-N-E-B-L. Kevin, K-N-E-B-L. It's kind of a weird spelling, and he's a professional speaker and expert and an expert LinkedIn trainer. In the presentation, he helped us understand the power of LinkedIn. And as you know, I'm pretty techie of a guy, but after this class, I was really blown away about how things could be, how this thing works and what you can really do with it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what I learned in the class. And if you want to learn more, I'll put some notes and some training notes and I'll link to the guy's profile. You can connect up with him, and I think he's got some free newsletter you can get, as well as some free training DVDs not DVDs, but YouTube videos or whatever. So I'll link to all that stuff in the call notes. LinkedIn. The key with LinkedIn is to create a professional relationship as well as a professional profile that you would have that other people can link in with you. It's not really about sales. The sales comes after the relationships. LinkedIn really is taking an old idea and bringing it to current times. Everybody remembers the Rolodex. That's basically what it is. It's an online Rolodex of everybody that you're connected with. And back in the day, people used to keep on their Rolodexes, their birthdays and specific information about your contacts or clients. Well, this, all their information is there available. It's basically your online resume and your online contact information and what you do all in one spot. So LinkedIn's really cool. And if you're not using it, you can go to LinkedIn.com. It's LinkedIn.com. And sign up for free. There's no cost for this. And you can have a profile that you then begin filling out with information of where you worked and what you're currently doing and information about you and how you can help other people. He talked about the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And he said the information in that book is 100% applicable today. So this book was written in like the 1920s or 30s, but it's really how to have better relationships with people. And really what LinkedIn is about is about having better relationships. People are people no matter where you go or how you connect with them. The key is learning how to connect properly and how to build relationships. So networking, really all networking is a $5 word for making friends. So, we learn how to do that in like kindergarten, how to make friends. And so that's really what we should be focusing on, is having relationships where the person really is a friend and that's a whole lot better relationship than a sales relationship. Kind of an interesting statistic is that 82% of LinkedIn users earn $100,000 or more. I think those would be good people that if they used Amazon products, they got the money to buy it, that's for sure. LinkedIn is like Google as far as keywords go. So really it's basically a Google site, but for professional networking. The keyword, you'd use keywords in your profile, so what you do, you work with lubricants and you do oil analysis and you do cost analysis, all those type of things, equipment maintenance or what have you, and then if people are looking for people that can do that, you're going to show up in their profile. Likewise, the keyword search is allowing you to find people that have the same keywords in their profiles. And I'm going to talk a little bit right here about the advanced search. This guy, Kevin, he said the holy grail of LinkedIn is the advanced people search. So when you go to LinkedIn, there's a search bar across the top, and you can put in a name or a school or, a type of business or what have you. But then there's a little link beside that that says advanced search. Click on that, and you can drill down by area, by name, by what they do, all the different types of things. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. But it's really cool when trying to connect with people in the same business. So say you're going after automotive mechanics, or you're going after wanting to talk to lawn care people, or you want to talk to people that are, maybe looking for a business or something like that. People that are in sales, you could look for other salespeople to add to your AMSOIL team. So there's a lot of different ways to use it. And if you use it correctly, you could find thousands of prospective accounts, customers, and potential dealers just in your local area. But a couple of things. First, you want to remember it's about conversation. So conversations first. We don't kiss and give tongue on the first, second, or even third date. And he kind of alluded to that in the training, and everybody laughed and hee-hawed about it. But it's really, we're not asking for the sale when you first get network with somebody. You want to create that relationship. You also want to create a what can I do for you mentality. Learn to be a connector. You know, how can you help somebody else? And that's really what it's about. Don't be slick or salesy. Again, that's like giving tongue on the first date. This is exactly what most salespeople do, and that's why salespeople have a bad reputation. Nurture relationships. With conversations over time. So, you know, it's just going to take a while, and we have to learn to be patient. All of this does require patience. You know, we all want more sales today, but in order for us to get more sales in the future, we got to create these relationships now and nurture them over time. It's just like your customers in your accounts. You know, I didn't go into some of my biggest accounts and made a $10,000 sale on the first time. It might be, you know, you go in and you create the relationship, and then they start buying a little bit of product from you. And then over time, because of that relationship keeps getting better and better, they then feel more comfortable to buy more products from you. That's how I've taken a local motorcycle shop from buying maybe 4 cases a year to $50,000 a year. It just doesn't happen overnight. It requires patience. So build those relationships. I did a quick keyword search on LinkedIn, and I made it within 50 miles of my location here in Clarksville. And then you can choose like how close of a connection that you're looking for. So what I did is I did automotive repair, and I don't know. Oh, so with automotive repair, and I did by the second connection. So first connection, second connections, and then people in the same groups as that I'm in. I had 505 people that I could possibly contact for automotive repair within 50 miles of me. That's listed in their profiles. I also looked for the results of trucking. So I typed in trucking, then 50 miles, first, second, and then group contacts, and there was 1,133. Trucking. I had 195 in lawn care and 513 in landscape. This took me all of about 5 minutes. I was going to take you a little longer once you pull this information up, because you're going to go through people's profile. You know, some people, you want to learn a little bit about them before you try to contact them. And then the way you contact them, in case you didn't know, LinkedIn uses the theory of 6 degrees of separation, which is, I don't know if you ever heard, everybody's related to Kevin Bacon. Somehow, but virtually everyone in the world can be connected to everyone else through 6 other people. So, but LinkedIn shows 3 degrees of that. So you might know somebody personally, and then they'll show the person that they know, and then they'll show the third person, which is the person that second person knows. So they show 3 degrees of separation on there. So, you know, if you do this correctly, you can be connected with millions of people just with 50 or 100 people that you personally know. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool idea how it works. Cold calling is dead. If you use LinkedIn, your LinkedIn contacts correctly to mine for new connections, and then use those connections to get a warm referral or to help that person connect you to somebody you really want to talk to, a decision maker or so forth, you don't really ever have to cold call. You use LinkedIn correctly, and you'll never have to really cold call again. So what if you don't have any connections? I would say get registered right away and start connecting people that you personally know. That's really the key. It's people that you know, that you can verify that you know them, and they kind of refrain from you trying to connect with people you don't know, because they'll ask you, how do you know this person? Are you a colleague? Are you have you done business with them? Did you go to the same school? If you didn't know them, then they won't even let you contact them. So it's all about that. But if you use another contact, a person you know, to contact somebody you don't know, they'll let you do that. And what you'll do is you'll ask permission. Hey, would you connect me up with so and so? And it sends a message to that person, and they'll say yes or no. So it's kind of cool. You know, even with a profile of 50 or 100 people that you know, that could result in thousands or even tens of thousands of people in the second and third degree. So really start mining your contacts, the people that you know. And you know, most people don't say, well, you know, you walk up to your best friend, you say, hey, can I see your phone? I want to see all the contacts in your phone. Nobody's going to let you do that. But if they're using LinkedIn correctly, that's basically what you do. You click on their LinkedIn profile, and you can see everybody that's on their profile. And you can say, well, oh, I want to be connected to this person. Do you know them? Yes, I know them. Can I be connected with them? And that's really how you do it. And then this guy that was talking, he said, remembering specific things about others. So really, when you're creating relationships, you want to remember, you know what, you want to have that rapport with somebody that you're building up. So if you can remember specific things, where they went to school, you know, what their hobbies are, you know, what they like to do, you know, what their interests are, that type of thing. That helps you build the rapport and relationships with other people. So if you remember the person's a golfer, you know, maybe you watched the golf game, you know, the weekend before when you call them and you say, hey, did you catch the golf game and see, you know, and it just gives you that better rapport. So just remembering specific things about others. And there's an old school way of doing this. Harvey McKay has a thing. So you can Google Harvey McKay 66 questions for connecting, and you can get a PDF document. So let's write that down. Harvey McKay 66 questions for connecting, and you'll get a link. It's on Google to a PDF, and you can print that out. And it's really kind of an interesting thing to the type of information you should be asking people as you meet them and get to know people. So that's one thing there. There's also a note feature in LinkedIn. So if you're connected with somebody, you can keep notes on them. So as you're talking to them, or you have a, you know, how you connected, where you connected, if you've called them, if not, so you can keep notes on people. That's kind of an interesting feature. So that's about it. I've got, so yeah, so LinkedIn, if you guys could get on there, and if you're not connected with me, be sure to do that. I've got over, I'm probably 1,000 or so connections that I've connected with in all sorts of industries, not just automotive, but I'm connected in all kinds of different ways of people locally that I meet, whether they're in real estate, local, just local networking that I do. I connect with as many people as I possibly can on LinkedIn. Just because you never know, you know, how in the future that's going to play out. You're going to want to maybe do business with somebody or connect them to somebody else or what have you. So I'm going to turn off mute real quick and see if anybody has any questions. Hold on a second. Anybody got any questions? Anybody using LinkedIn?
I use it a little bit, Michael. Derek from Regina.
Hi, Derek.
I
How
haven't
are
used
you?
it. Great. But yeah, I'd really like to use the LinkedIn a lot more. I think it's a really great tool. So.
It really is when you can drill down to that advanced search thing, and I probably maybe could have a webinar on that that shows how to use that advanced search. But that guy gave a couple of things, and it was amazing the people you could connect up with. It really does. I know Dave Noss uses it pretty extensively with all of his trucking contacts and a bunch of his golf course places. I don't know if he's on tonight or not, but he uses it quite a bit as well. But the key is to have a profile and then fill out the profile. I think I see a lot of people that they, you know, you connect up with and they don't have any information on there, and the keywords are what you want to focus on, you know, what we do for our customers. So before you create your profile, you know, how do you help customers? What do you do? Well, you know, oil analysis, you know, consult for lubrication, save, you know, fuel economy and less downtime, you know, all those keywords that you want to put that in your profile, things that you can do to help customers. So, anybody else? Well, that's kind of another short one today. It's, you know, I just wanted to kind of bring up the fact that LinkedIn was such a powerful tool. I do have some sheets that the guy, Kevin Newble, had put in. He sent me an email with them, and I'm going to put those link to those in the show notes as well, so you can get understanding of how to, you know, really connect in with people. Be sure to go back and review the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, That's a great book, and he mentioned it several times how that book has helped him, you know, just have better relationships with people and, you know, get out there and make some AMSL happen, as they say. Good night, everybody. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Good job, Michael.
Thanks.
All right, Michael.
Good night, Jonathan.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.
Good night, Marianne.